Here it is, 11:15. We're moving through this hour so quickly. It's a busy day, and Mabel Louise is here with us and to speak into that day. So let's pause for a moment here and start to receive a little something.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. So I can go ahead and my broadcast and be with you. Good morning. Brr. I had to grab my jacket this morning. It was 62 when I left for the radio station. Feels like September already. Say, I'm going to give lots of scripture today, so I'll forego the verse for the day. And by the way, we're nearing the end of July already. Only 5 days left, and summer has been kind of lean here, so any help you can give would be just wonderful. And you folks are so faithful all through the years. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, if you were listening to my last broadcast, you would be aware that I'm continuing on with the subject of guilt. Yes, guilt. A problem that so many believers, or maybe you like the term Christians better, but anyway, facing their lives today. So I want to say from the very offset of the message that if you have sinned against our holy God and you are not able to forgive yourself of that sin, then you are carrying that baggage with you all of the time, and you are most miserable. But if you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed the sinner's prayer and repented in your heart of sin, and you asked Jesus to forgive you, well, according to 1 John 1:9, your sins are forgiven. Let me quote that beautiful verse. Oh, how thankful I am that John included this in his small epistle. He said, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Did you hear that today? If you're one of those who just simply cannot forgive yourself, forget your sins, and you're constantly reminded of it, well, God is greater than any sin, and his love for each of us is unconditional, and it is also eternal. How terrible when a person refuses to believe this after they have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. Let me remind you that the Lord is not a liar, and he always, did you hear me? Yes, he always means what he says. He has forgiven you if you've asked, and you need not carry that load around every day. Maybe you're saying to yourself, well, he can't forgive me for my sin is too great. Oh my goodness, I don't know how many times I've heard this in the counseling room. Believe me, God's great desire for us is that we would experience the freedom that comes from accepting his pardon and his wonderful grace. Yes, we are free. We have been forgiven, and he will forgive our future sins if we merely ask the Lord and repent. So if your thoughts are haunted by memories of past sins, then you know how difficult it is to enjoy life to the fullest. much of the depression that plagues our society today comes from the crushing weight of guilt. To continue all of this, all of your life, it's like carrying a heavy weight around all of the time. Isaiah 43:25 says, God will wipe away your sin, and he remembers them no more. Isn't that something? If God forgets your sins, why in the world wouldn't you want to, knowing you have been forgiven? So, then if you've confessed, repented, the only one that can bring it up again is you in your memory. You can be sure that Satan is attempting to defeat you in your spiritual life. And he's working overtime these days, isn't he? So if you're a born-again Christian, you have the presence. Oh, how beautiful, the presence of the Holy Spirit within you. And by the way, he will help you. He will guide you, and he will give you that blessed hope and healing and freedom from within if you just ask and just yield your life to him. We all have some regrets from the past, and we try to forget our sins and mistakes. And I just wondered if you remember this. It's an oldie, but the Peanut comic strip and the character Linus, do you remember them? Well, Linus said, maybe we should think only about today. Well, Charlie Brown disagreed, saying, no, that's giving up. I'm still hoping yesterday will get better. We know that we can't change what happened yesterday, but we can learn from yesterday's sins and mistakes, and thank the Lord with his help. We can use that knowledge to make a better future. Now let me give you some beautiful scriptures that can free you up from heavy guilt feelings. If you could, why don't you grab a pencil and mark these references down. And then later on, you can look up the content of the verses in your private devotions. And by the way, maybe you do not have that problem, but you know someone who is always carrying their sin around and is miserable. If you write them down, maybe you can share them and be of help and blessing to that individual's. Okay, I'm going to give you 9. So listen up. You don't need to do anything but just write down the reference, and then you can look it up later. Okay, the number 1 that I looked up was, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. That's just verse is just giving us a little peek in on King David and his prayer time. And that reference is Psalm 86:5. Now my next one is Psalm 103:2-4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Well, this is giving us a peek into David's time of praising the Lord. By the way, he prayed 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. And this verse is taken from Psalm 103:24, where it is a psalm of praise. Then there's Micah 7:18. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. Aren't you glad for that? And then let me read verse 19, which follows. Let me read this. Who is a God like you, who pardons sin and forgives the transgression? You do not stay angry forever, but you delight to show mercy. Isn't that a good way to put it? That's out of the New International Version of the Bible. Then let me skip on down to Daniel 9. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Here we catch Daniel in prayer to the Lord, and he's thanking him for his great mercy and forgiveness. And then over in Hebrews 8:12, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Did you hear that? He said he would forgive and he would never remember again anything you did. Oh my goodness, what a great God we love and serve. Isn't he wonderful? And then let's go back again to David's Psalm in 103, and let me read verses 11 and 12. Here he says, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that reverence him or fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Oh my goodness, did you hear that? And there's no way you can measure from the east to the west. It just keeps going on and on and on. And that's the way the Lord feels about our sin. And then, of course, don't forget to write down 1 John 1:9. And I'll not repeat that. That's the one where if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then how about Isaiah 43:25? I am he who blots out and cancels, did you hear it? Cancels your transgressions. For my own sake, I will not remember your sins. I think if we make that in our term, we would say, for my own sake, I don't want to have all that load on me. I just forget about it. I don't remember it. And then last but not least, write this one down. Isaiah 44:22. I have blotted out like a thick cloud your sins and transgressions. How about that? Oh my goodness, how merciful our Lord is, and how foolish it is to carry the load of our sins when we've asked the Lord to forgive us. And all of those 9 verses that I gave you are reminders that he is just and that he forgives. So if you have a problem of guilt today and you came to me for counsel, I would suggest to you that you again, ask the Lord to forgive you, and this time, mean it. Confess that you have a problem of carrying the guilt on your shoulders, and ask the Lord to lift the burden because it's just too hard for you. Then write out each of these verses, and at the end, say to the Lord, Lord, if you repeated that fact as many times and forgave me all those verses and all those promises, then I know I'm forgiven, and I would not want to make out like you do not do what you say. And then I don't want to make you to be a liar. I would have you write at the bottom of those verses after you've written them out, praise God, I am forgiven, for God said so, and I believe it. Not on my own merit, but because of God's great love and the death of Jesus, God's only Son at Calvary. Then if Satan should, and of course he will, tempt you again to want to carry those guilt feelings, grab that paper where you've written out those scriptures, read them again and again, and say to Satan, get out of my life. I believe God and not you. Well, God's forgiveness frees us from the chains of regret. Remember, you can always begin again with our precious Lord. It's been good to be with you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mabel Louise. I had no idea that these two songs that played up to that would lead up to such interweave so well with all that you've just shared. Thank you for, I think, putting handles on the gospel in a sense.
Okay.
I mean, you know, what you've just shared seems to me to be an area that a lot of people make into a theoretical, religious, spiritual area, and it's really practical. It relates to what I'm thinking and what I'm dealing with in my heart and my mind today. And so I just felt like you just gave us something to really work with today. So thank you so much.
And you know what, Pat? The Lord laid this on my heart because there's so much depression today.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide,
yes.
So prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
And people beside themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of that is guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Holy Spirit told me to do it.
Oh,
and
so
I,
good.
as the kids would say, I do'd it.
You did it. You do'd it. Well, that's good. All right. Well, we have everything that we need for life and godliness. He came to bring us life and that more abundantly, right? And
amen.
So, I mean, that's just what
praise his
I received
name.
That from him and through what you've shared too. So good.